Hello, everyone. Welcome to Science Unscripted. Connor here.
And Sam.
So in a podcast or in the broadcast last week, for those of you listening to this on the radio, we played some clips from Germans on the streets of Bonn. And in general, they were really happy with how Germany's, you know, dealing with the coronavirus. And I know that Germany has a reputation for following the rules, that Germans are strict rule followers.
They do follow the rules.
They do follow the rules, right?
Whenever you're at a crosswalk, they do not cross until it is green.
So, of course, when you know the top virologist scientists here say don't do something, then every German follows the rule, right?
Science Unscripted.
So during this whole time, you did no partying?
No, not really.
There's something in that really. What's the really?
Yeah, the thing is, I haven't been outside and met strangers in a pub or a club or something like this, but in home, I partied a bit, so I met with, I don't know, 3 or 4 really close friends, so there was my little party.
So when you did that, you didn't have the feeling like I'm doing something really wrong right now? Or did, wait, what?
Yeah, not that much. It was a bit uncomfy, but yeah, in general, I mean, it also depends on your mental health and the whole shutdown and to isolate yourself from everybody, and that was pretty tough. And I think after a few weeks, you met somebody.
In the last 3 months, since the beginning of the lockdown and the reopening, have you broken any of the rules?
No, I would say no, because we are retired already, and for us, life didn't change very much. We stayed at home anyway.
Home, we had a house, we had a nice garden, and therefore we are feeling very comfortable in our house. And therefore, for us, there was no need to go outside and broke the rules.
We didn't break any rules so far. So.
Wow, so let me get this straight. Over 3 months, not at one single moment in time did you think I'm doing something wrong right now. You followed the rules the whole time?
Let me give you one example. We planned a summer party for around 30 people in our place, and we couldn't do it. And we didn't say to people, come on, we do it anyway. No, we didn't do that because we said it's too dangerous, because we are responsible for ourselves, but not for the others. But even in this case, we didn't do it.
I think it was a house party. I was with some friends.
Like a wild house party or?
No, just like sitting and talking and drinking some beer, something like that.
Did you feel guilty about it when you're doing it, or did it actually feel good? You know, we're doing something we shouldn't be doing, haha, you know?
We looked at the number of people we were, so we were like about 10 people or something, so we thought it was okay.
So we have a daughter, yeah, and we kept our daughter for a long time in our house. Yeah? She was locked in, yeah, and she became more and more depressed. And we said, okay, I mean, we have to cope with it, yeah, and we allowed our daughter, yeah, to play with other children. It is a risk, but it is also a risk to keep a 13 years old child away from all social contacts.
I met with my friends, and in the first time I really care about the roots and I accept them, but then later you ignore it and you take a hug.
So 2 months after the lockdown began, you hugged someone. What did that feel like?
It feels good because I missed it, because I had to stay at home alone because my family was at the holidays.
Those rule-breaking Germans.
I know. I'm not really even sure what to say about it. I don't want to encourage people listening around the world to break the rules. I also don't want people to be so hard on themselves. If you have broken the rule, know that everyone is doing their best. So for those of you out there, try your best not to break the rules, but yeah, don't beat yourself up too terribly if you have.
Science Unscripted.